everyone. It is my great honor to say welcome to the Midweek Rise Up relaunch. So much has happened since the start of this podcast. I was living in New York City. I had just started Proclaim Streetwear. I also had just started dating Charlie. And now here we are. I mean, time has just flown by. Proclaim Streetwear is celebrating its 5th year. Bible and 365 is celebrating its 7th. And now I've been married for 2 years and I have the most precious baby girl. And just God is so good. And it has been such a blessing to witness the way God has moved in my life and also in the lives of others with this podcast, with Proclaim Streetwear, and also with our Bible and 365 ministry. All glory and honor are His. In this new season, we're still dropping our episodes every Wednesday each week, but we're also adding something a little special, something a little different. Every Monday, we'll be dropping an episode called Monday Meditations. And these episodes will be unique because our team will be prayerfully selecting a word for the week, and I'll be reading aloud the various Bible verses that correlate to that word that we can just meditate on and carry in our heart to start the week off right. And there also will be some other surprises in this new season of Midweek Rise Up, but we'll get to those in the coming episodes. Until then, we're going to kick off this season with my speech from the 2023 Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit in Dallas, Texas. There were over 2,700 women from all across the country and the world for that matter that gathered together for this special conference and really to just be poured into, since like I said in my speech, so often these young women are pouring into so many other people, so many of their extracurricular activities, and so many other different avenues in their life, that this conference is so special to me and so special to these young women because they get to be poured into and they get to hear from some awesome speakers with like-minded women who are bold and courageous and who were made for such a time as this. So without further ado, let's dive right in to season 3, episode 1 of Midweek Rise Up. I'm Erica Kirk, your host. Let's jump into the good news.
All right, the next speaker is a very, very special speaker, and she has had a heroic last year, and I believe she's the best mom in the world, truly the best mom in the world. And how she does that and also has her ministry and Proclaim Streetwear, which you should all go buy some of the products at the Proclaim booth. And Bible and 365, who's a member of Bible and 365? She is my hero and the love of my life. Join me in welcoming Erica Kirk.
Today is a day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it no matter what storm I'm in.
The boss babe culture is so unbelievably toxic.
It's okay to be a mother.
It's okay to be happily married.
So you have a choice. You can be a boss babe that has the look-alike everything, or you can be the strong woman that God has created you to be.
Wow. I love you guys. It is so cool to be back. It's been, okay, well, last year I was undercover with baby girl. But it's so nice to be back here and seeing all of your faces. Who's first time here at YWLS? It's so exciting. Really, thank you guys for taking the time to be here. Time is so precious, and I'm going to dive into that today, but for you to come to a Turning Point USA event, especially Young Women's Leadership Summit, you get to be poured into. So often in your environment, you're pouring out into your classes, into your friend groups, defending everything that you stand for. But when you come here, you get to be poured into by the speakers. Please go to the breakout sessions. There's some amazing speakers that are going to be there as well. And just really absorb everything that's going on and take notes and really get the most you can out of this weekend, because it's going to be life-changing, I can promise you that. So make sure that you guys really invest your time wisely while you're here. But for those of you who don't know me, my name is Erica Kirk. I am so blessed to be married to Charlie, and we have our baby girl. I am the owner of Proclaim Streetwear. Everything's made in the USA, and we have all organic fabrics, but I have a really fun announcement to make about that, because I have been getting for the past several years
phone calls, text messages, emails from mothers across the country that are saying, I, for the life of me, cannot find clothing that's organic and stands up for my values, that is something that I am willing to put my dollar behind. And so our whole team prayed about it, and we are proud to announce that we are going to be expanding the Proclaim streetwear line, and we are going to be having a youth line, a toddler line, a baby line to go along with everything. Yeah. And something that I'm really adamant about is making sure that it's cost affordable for moms especially, because your kids deserve to be in clean clothing. There is so many toxic chemicals that are inside the threads of your clothes that we do not know a lot about, and you'll hear about the PFAs and all that stuff. Just be mindful of the labels that you put on your children with clothing so you know and you can be rest assured that if you go over to the Proclaim booth, everything there is organic, our dyes are organic, and your child will be able to rock Proclaim streetwear knowing that they're in healthy clothes. I'm also the leader of Bible in 365. We have thousands of readers across the world that are all reading the Bible together, cover to cover. So you get that email, text message, the app, or through Telegram. There's a bunch of different ways to join. Just go to Bible365.com and join the family. We'd love to have you be a part of that. And then also we're relaunching Midweek Rise Up, which is my podcast that I'm really excited about. I miss doing that. So that'll be coming up. But again, thank you guys for being here. And since the last time of being here and having a baby, and your world just changes completely. How many mothers are here today? A fair amount. I've been seeing actually some of you with your little ones around, and that is incredible. I actually think that we should start having like a gathering of a room where the moms can go with their kids and everyone can just kind of coagulate there for a little bit for some breaks. But you learn a lot about becoming a mother. Of course, you become a mama bear and you're protective, but you learn a lot about time, and you learn a lot about sacredness and the preciousness of the moments that are so special. And something that's so special about that season of life when you become a mother is being able to watch your husband become a father. It is magical. Like, I won't even be able to accurately depict the emotions and explain the beautiful transition, but it's powerful to be able to see your husband hold your baby for the first time and see him step into that father role and see you be able to sit back and say, wow, this is my little family. It is so, so powerful. So for those of you who are in that season of motherhood, congratulations. Those of you who are almost going to be there soon, because I promise you one day it'll happen, even if you're single, hold on hope. Jesus Christ is molding your man, so just hold on. But it's so well worth the wait. And you also learn in life that there's certain moments that are so worth living and being so present in the moment. Because I have had friends that have been constantly telling me, and I don't know if it's just the times that we're in, but I've had so many friends say, time is flying. Like, just going. You blink and it's like 5 months. You sneeze and it's like 2 years. It's just, it flies by so fast. And I think even when having a baby, it's put into even more perspective, because time is such a thief. And to put it into perspective, you're given 1,440 minutes a day. That's it. If you sleep 8 hours, which thank God my baby sleeps through the night so I can have my 8 hours, but if you sleep 8 hours, you're roughly left with, I think it's like 960 minutes. That's all you're given. There's no rollover minutes from that. And if you're like me, where you love to plan and you have the cutest planner that comes out every year, it's ironic that we are in constant planning mode when all you're given is just this current present moment. You don't know about tomorrow. You don't know. You can plan for next month, but you have no idea. And God willing that you get breath in your lungs every second. That's the time that you have. And that's the moment that you're supposed to cherish and really take heart to know that you're here for a purpose. And that's why I actually want to really share with you guys today the importance of living life abundantly in mindset where you understand how precious time is. Because we have a tendency to overcomplicate everything as humans. And you will never have this time back again. Your DNA sequence is not a mistake. Your DNA will never be repeated again either. You are here because we need you here, because God needs you here, and you are in this specific era for a reason. Not a decade too late, not a decade too soon. I know it's crazy, crazy times we're in, but how cool is it to be in a time where things are changing so rapid? I know it's not cool, but it's cool from the standpoint of you get to be in the front lines of it. And you get to be able to be one of God's warriors standing and holding the line. I think that's so special. And I really just want you guys, again, being here, but just in life in general, I don't want you guys to live a numb life. I want you guys to be able to wake up in the morning and be so ready for the day. I want you guys to be able to just live such an abundant, joy-filled life that you see everything so vividly and so in context that you know how to battle in the trenches of this world and the foxholes of this culture. You know how to stand firm for truth and you know how to boldly proclaim it and you're not afraid. I want that for you guys. And yes, the spiritual battle and spiritual warfare right now is palpable. You can feel it. You can absolutely feel it. And I don't want you for one second to think that you have gone past the point where the enemy can attack you. He would love nothing more, because when you let complacency settle in, that's when you've created an opportunity for the enemy to take a foothold. And one of the most interesting ways that the enemy can take a foothold that I think that we don't really often think as a little cut in the whole of the fabric of life is time management. And I know some of you guys are probably like, time management, okay, but I'm serious about this, because how you manage your time is a direct correlation of how intentional you are about living your life to the fullest and to the most abundant way possible for Jesus Christ. It's one of the most important things. And so, if you were to think about this from going back to January, how many of you set a New Year's resolution and you haven't broken it yet? Do I see one hand, two hands, three? Wow, you guys are amazing. How many of you have set, yeah, there you go, okay. How many of you have set a New Year's resolution that's like totally gone sideways and you've like already reset another resolution that's like, yeah, I'm right there with you, 100%. And that's the thing that's so interesting, is that if you're going to live your life abundantly in a way where you don't let the devil have a foothold, you have to manage your time where you're literally saturating your plans in prayer. It's so important, because taking control of your life means taking control of the time that you were blessed with. In this area of my life, I've really tried to work hard on it, especially having a baby, it puts time into context. But for me, the Bible verse that has really stuck with me through this is John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you are the result of your actions and decisions, of how you spend your time and how you live your life. And sure, there's moments where you feel like your life is going off the rails, going all different directions, completely out of control, going at a breakneck pace, totally out of sync. And that should be your spirit check reminder, where you're like, you know what? Maybe I just need to take a pause. Maybe I just need to pray for a minute and ask God, can you please remove something on my schedule that's completely irrelevant that I don't need right now? Can you please highlight for me what I should be prioritizing, what I should be making for my first moments of the day, and what I should make towards the last moments of my day? I can't tell you how many times when Bible in 365 starts in January, how many emails we get from people being like, hey, I'm so excited to start. How long is this gonna take? How many minutes or hours a day should I like plan for this? It literally takes, like on the app it shows you how long the readings are. It's no more than 10 and a half minutes. 10 and a half minutes of your day. When Jesus died for you, only 10 and a half minutes to read the Bible. That's nothing compared to how much time we spend on social media. You know? It puts that into perspective. So for Christian women, when it comes to time and scripture, I will highly encourage you to honor the Sabbath. That's something that Charlie and I do very actively. It's life-changing. It's in the Bible for a reason, and it's amazing. For those of you who are not Christian, that is your homework. Google it. Ask a friend. Find out what the Sabbath is, and go from there. It's very special, very important, because there are things in life that you do have time for, and there are things in life that you do not have time for, and only you know what that is. And for moms out there, for wives, please hear me when I say this. Your husband is important, very important. And in Ephesians 5, marriage is absolutely beautiful. You are your husband's helper. That does not mean you're a servant. That does not mean you're a slave. That means that you are blessed with the honor to be his helper, and you are right by his side. And you get to raise the most beautiful family with the man that you love. Now, I do understand there are exceptions when it comes to situations where women are abused. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you are in such a godly marriage that you honor him, he loves you, and you build a beautiful family. And Eileen Marks, and we had our women's tea yesterday for Turning Point Faith, or TP Faith, when we had the beautiful tea that they set up, Eileen Marks made a beautiful comment. She said, as a wife, I don't think a lot of women understand the power of their tongue, because they can make their husband feel like the quarterback, or they can make their husband feel like the water boy. That hit me. And as a mother and as a wife, and even if you're in single life, it doesn't matter, there's a lot of firsts in life that you'll never have back again. And as a mom, I remember nesting. Everything's folded so nice. Everything's all laid out, things are perfect, the drawers are organized, and then you have the baby and it's organized chaos and there's clothes everywhere. But there's something really special about the firsts that are quietly celebrated. The first laugh, this is not meant to be depressing, but there's a first laugh, there's a first word, there's the first steps, and it puts into perspective once again, living in the moment, soaking in those moments with your baby and your family, taking mental pictures, because again, like everyone has been saying and will continue to say, time keeps flying. And as a mom and a wife, I also want to encourage you, take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to then continue to be the mom that your family needs. Eat healthy, go to bed early, work out, do whatever you have to do to just make sure that you are in a healthy routine. And if you just are having a moment, step aside and really have a heart check moment and say, am what I doing, whether that's with my career, my family, is it bringing me closer to what I know that God has called me to do and to be, or is it detracting me from it? Is it pulling me further away from it? Really have those intimate moments with the Lord and ask him about that, because as a mom, your job is not unappreciated. It's tough. But it's so priceless and so precious. And we see you. There's women that are around you, even here today, that will pour into you and support you. Your mission in life does not go unnoticed or unappreciated, because the enemy would love nothing more than what you are the guardian of, and that's your household. They want your territory. He wants your territory. The enemy wants your territory. They want it. And you have to guard it. It's sacred. Take the time to know what your kids are reading and learning, indulging in. Take the time to know what types of food are in your household. Take the time to read labels. I know it's a lot, but you don't have to do everything at once. Take the time to see what's toxic, what's not. And just really be able to create this fortified four walls of your home as a territory that the enemy, again, cannot get a foothold of. Because your mission and your path and your why as to why you're here, it's never been about you. And it won't ever be about you. You might think it is, but that's what causes you to have anxiety. That's what causes you to stress out, and because you are constantly thinking about yourself, because you unfortunately have made yourself an idol. Don't think about you. What does Jesus say? He says, stay focused on me. Look at me. Keep your eyes fixated on me. Because if you do that, you take your eyes off of yourself and you're so focused on him, and your question will shift from what do they think of me to what will they think of him when you walk into a room. It's so much more powerful when you have that as your why. And so later on this weekend, or even if you have time after the session, or even on the plane ride home, take some time to really just sit down and analyze your life and categorize different spots where you would love to see God pour into more, or where you would love to see something fresh in your life. And you can work big picture backwards, but really take some time to map that out. I think that would be really special after coming off of such a conference high, being here, being able to implement what you hear from the speakers into kind of like a little life map that you write out for yourself. But another way to protect your time that I've realized recently is to take the time to appreciate the freedom in saying no. There's beauty to be found in the boundaries of no. And usually they're there to protect you, more often than not. And when you set those boundaries, it's not being rude. Some people might think that you're being rude and you'll upset people, but guarding your heart is biblical. It absolutely is, and not everything is good for your soul. And yes, no is a full sentence. Remember that. But proper boundaries and abundant life go hand in hand. Only you know the line and the limit, but your decision to say no is not based on their acceptance. It's based on your choice of where you know what's best for you in your life. You have the right to say no, and they have the right to be unhappy about it. That's life. But honesty saves everyone time. It truly does. And the discipline of stewarding your time mixed in with the discipline of implementing wisdom into your life and your schedule protects you from burnout. And I can tell you that Charlie and I are very adamant about that, because if we wouldn't be so hyper-obsessed when it comes to time, schedule, and just living in the moment, I can speak from watching him, there's no way, aside from having a phenomenal team, there's no way that he could be the amazing builder he is if he wasn't so good at managing time. He's the best. I just usually tell him, just tell me where I need to be and what time, and I'll be good to roll. Like, you're in charge of that. But it's so important to protect yourself from burnout, and there's so many blessings to be found in the boundaries of no. And I think sometimes we overlook that, because God protects you from things even though you want them so badly. He'll protect you from an unhealthy relationship. He'll protect you from a breakup. He'll protect you from a job that you wanted that you thought you desperately needed. He'll protect you because he knows what's best for you. Which leads me to my final point. When you're managing your time in a way where you're living an abundant lifestyle, you are flooded with gratitude, because being in the present moment, you know how special it is. And you cannot hate your life when you're thanking God for it. You just can't. There's no way. When you're a Christian and you're so filled with thankfulness and gratitude, there's nothing to complain about. You know, you're saying, thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for bringing me peace in the middle of the storm. Thank you for not leaving me where you found me. There's so many things to be thankful for. And one of my favorite passages that highlights this perfectly is from Luke chapter 17, where Jesus cleanses 10 lepers. And it says in chapter 15, then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his knees at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Because remember, only one went back. I pray that you will never be one of those 9 that don't come back to thank Jesus for what he's done for you. Always be thankful. Always have your heart in a posture of gratitude, because God saves your soul one time, but he changes your life every single day. Every single day. So don't waste that. There's someone out there who is praying for the life that you're living. You might not think that your life is super glamorous. That's irrelevant. But someone else, they could be in the hospital, they could be God knows where, a different country. And they would give everything they have just to be able to be sitting in this room, just to be able to be going to the school that you go to or having the parents that you have. That's really special. And so I just really want you to take the time to allow God to bless your footsteps. Remember that the Holy Spirit dwells within you. So honor that. Make sure you're having a healthy lifestyle, healthy life pattern. Don't settle, don't become complacent, and don't say, oh, that's for someone else. When you know that in your heartstrings, you're like, oh, that would be amazing if I could do that. If you know and you've prayed on it and you've had mentors around you and you have people that love you that are like encouraging you to go and do something, listen to that, pray on it, because where God points his finger, his hand will always clear a path. And you just gotta keep moving forward. Because you and him know your path. Even if it's winding, you'll still get there. You'll still get there. But remember that an abundant life isn't an especially long life. An abundant life isn't an easy or comfortable life. An abundant life is a life of satisfaction and contentment in Jesus Christ. An abundant life is relying on God and knowing that he will supply all your needs according to his riches of Christ Jesus. That's an abundant life. And being grateful for that. Because what you're building now might seem insignificant. I can speak from experience, because when I gallivanted off to LA for work, or I gallivanted off to New York prior to being married, and I followed that lie, I thought I was building something amazing for my legacy, which, I mean, I had a great time, learned a lot, but it is nothing compared to what I'm building now with my husband and my baby. Nothing. Great accolades, great resume builder, super fun to look back on, but it's really cool to be able to know, great, I put in that work, but here's a new season of life, because when my child was born, a new version of myself was born also. And I love that, because that means that I'm growing. That means that there's beauty in a new season of life that you're ready for. Because you don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be the same person you were 15 years ago. You want to always be growing, always be moving, learning. Growth is important. Growth is powerful. So again, what you're building today you might think is insignificant, but in God's eyes, it's not. So keep in prayer. The only time your head should be down is when you're praying. Okay? But get your affairs in order. Mark today as a day that you are going to seize every single minute. If God puts it on your heart to go and speak to someone, go up to that person. There's a nudge there for a reason. If you're in your Uber and God's like, you want to ask them how their day is, do it. We need more of that. We need more human interaction, human heartstrings connecting to one another rather than just through phones and social media. So keep this in mind. And in closing, a woman who lives an abundant life is one that is self-controlled. It's a woman who knows how to rule her spirit and allow for her emotions to be a gauge, not a guide. A woman who puts obligation before desires, it's very hard to do. But remember, our God is a God of order. And when you put things in order, it's blessed. A woman who looks at a task at hand, no matter how easy, no matter how hard, and says, Lord, I may not be able to do this. I don't even know how I'll be able to do this, but I just pray for stronger shoulders. Not a lighter burden, not a lighter load. You just pray for stronger shoulders, and he'll give those to you every single time. And be encouraged. And rise up in the sphere of influence that God has you in, because your sphere might look different than someone else's, so don't try to compare yourself at all. One of the breakout sessions is my former director from Miss Arizona USA, Britt Boyce, and I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, look around in this room and that girl is not your competition. Remember that, because your sphere of influence is yours. That's your territory. That's what God entrusted for you to manage. It's special. So live life passionately, and once you feel that shift, that's that John 10:10 shift, that's special. That's the shift that you know that you're really in the groove with Jesus. That's the life that you want. And when you stand before God, I pray that one day, and then when you do, I pray that you'll be able to say this. You'll literally be able to say, God, I did every single thing that I could possibly do with every single minute that you blessed me with. I pray that for you. You guys are loved. You guys are so special. I'm so proud of each and every one of you for being here. Again, I want to encourage you to rise up. If you have any questions, please come to the Proclaim booth. I will be there a majority of the day. We're doing my meet and greet over there. Please come. I will give you a hug. I will talk to you. I'll take a picture, whatever you need. And honestly, like, we have our girls there. They're super special. And again, everything is on, like, really big discounts, like 60% off everything. So there's that. But also, seriously, please come by. I'm there for you. There's other girls that are here for you as well. But again, soak in the moment. Live out your 1,440 minutes that you have today, tomorrow, and know that you guys were here, yes, for such a time as this, but you guys were here for a moment in time in this era to make such a big difference for the kingdom, which will be a legacy that will outlive you, your family, and the bloodlines and generations to come. So you guys are so loved. God bless you. Go rise up and have the most beautiful day. Seize it all. God bless you guys.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that keeps you encouraged and motivated. I really want this podcast review space to be an added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. Also, for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and our Bible and 365